NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partner. NetCredit, credit to the people.
Jewelry can say many things on your wedding day. As a wedding band, it can say, "This is a forever symbol of our forever love." As a gift to your wedding party, it can say, "Thanks for standing up there with us." Blue Nile can help you find the piece that says it all and says it beautifully, with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com.
6 seconds to go. Comes in to Tucker. Ewing sets a screen. The shot is off. Loose ball. Ewing goes up. The basket counts.
Hello, and welcome everyone to another episode of Strick and Roll. I'm your host, Choi Boone. This is episode 57. I am joined, actually, for a back-to-back appearance. He is the artist formerly known as Will underscore NBA underscore fan, Will who hates the Nets. He is now Will Celtics 2000, who is doing the Lord's work in our collective attempts at jinxing the Boston Celtics from winning a championship this season. Will, how are you doing on this Saturday afternoon, on a nice Saturday afternoon? And for us, apparently, sober St. Patrick's Day weekend Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, well, at least for now. I don't know what you're talking about with this reverse jinx. I mean, anybody who follows has been following my Twitter knows that I am a lifelong Celtics fan. You know, it's right there in my pinned tweet, you know.
Yeah. Tatum MVP.
We're coming for banner 18. I have famously always supported Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown and said they are correctly rated by the media.
I mean, the thing that people don't get about Tatum is he's just such a good teammate that he allows everybody else to thrive when he plays with them. He actually actively chooses to suck at the end of games to elevate his teammates. It's very impressive stuff. All right, before we get started, I do have to make a few announcements. The first being that Strickland has an Instagram. Check that out. That is at the Strickland on Instagram. We're posting all kinds of new content out there. The Strickland also has a YouTube channel where you may be watching this podcast. If you are and have not done so already, please hit like, subscribe to the channel, leave us a comment. That'd be a huge help to us. The Strickland also has merchandise, which you can find on our website at www.thestrick.land. You can find all kinds of cool stuff on there. T-shirts, sweatshirts, hats, coffee mugs, water bottles, you name it, we've got it. And finally, the Strickland has a Patreon, which you can subscribe to. There are a number of different tiers. There's a $6 tier that gives you access to Pod Strickland, podcast that I host every Friday with Prez. You also get access to our newest podcast, Takes from Obvious Bozos, that is hosted by Andrew Steele, a.k.a. Doug, along with Zach Blatter. And you get access to the Strickland Discord, where the conversation never stops. There are further tiers. There's a $9 tier that gets you access to this pod right here, Strick and Roll, where I rant and rave with anything more. You also get access to wonderful premium articles by Matthew Miranda, who just dropped a doozy of a piece this week, previewing potential playoff matchups and playoff opponents that the Knicks might have. And you get access to Strictly NFL, which is our NFL pod that is hosted by Constantine Metricos. There are further tiers. It's a $15 tier, $30 tier, $50 tier, and $100 tier. Those come with a variety of additional benefits, like listening on pod recordings, merchandise discounts, and even potentially co-hosting a podcast alongside yours truly one day, whether you choose to subscribe or not. It's possible without you. And none of this would be possible without BetOnline. BetOnline continues to be your number one source for all your basketball wagering needs, including pro and college hoops throughout the year. With up-to-the-minute odds, stats, and trends, you can follow your favorite team's path to the playoffs with in-game live betting, contests, and all the best player props. Experience the world's best wagering platform anytime from your desktop or your mobile devices. Head to BetOnline today to become part of the team and use promo code BELIEVE, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, the game starts here. And we've got a great new sponsor. I love betting my friends and betting them on anything. Sports, games, who's fast. That's what Cut allows me to do. The Cut app is a peer-to-peer social betting platform that's legal in 40-plus states. Cut has customizable odds, tracking capabilities, and an entire social network with group chats, user profiles, and rewards. All payments, no need for Venmo. What can you bet on? Well, you might want to bet on, let's say, the odds that the Knicks make the playoffs. They have a decent chance of doing it if OG Anunoby's arm stays attached to his body. We can only pray. Use our promo code BELIEVE NYX, B-L-E-A-V, NYX, for a 10% welcome deposit bonus. Don't forget that promo code. Again, that's Believe Knicks, B-L-E-A-V, Knicks. Cut, put your money where your mouth is. All right. So we wanted to do an exercise today inspired by Bill Simmons' truly awful and pathetic list of bad contracts in the current NBA. One of the worst attempts at that list ever. Somehow Bradley Beal lasted, I think, until pick five, who has pretty easily the worst contract in the league.
The only argument I would hear is Poole over him, but I would rather have Beal. Poole, because I think the thing people don't even realize with the Beal deal is since he has a no trade clause, like even if you wanted to trade him, like you with some theoretical assets attached that the Suns do not have, like they couldn't if they try. Like he'll just veto anything. Like he's not going to allow. Like it's one of the worst contracts in NBA history. And
yeah, it's terrible. It's awful and it's exorbitant. It also is in, I think it's just his second year on this.
Yeah, this is year two of five. And he's like the same deal as like Jokic.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. It's an awful contract. Somehow that last little pick five, though, just so you guys know how wet. I gotta say, shout out to House who brought some levity to that pod. House always doing work. All right. But our version is a little bit different, and for the most part. This is Will's show to run. We are listing the top 15 contracts, I believe, here. He's ranked 15 contracts. These are contracts that have not yet been signed. Oh, I will throw in one addendum. I don't know if you included any of them, but I will throw this in. Rookie extensions that were signed last year but only kick in this upcoming season, those can count. Those can count. Ooh. But the three types of contracts we're going for are unrestricted free agents this upcoming offseason, players that will be entering restricted free agency this upcoming offseason, and players who are eligible to sign their rookie extensions this offseason. The Knicks don't have any of those because we traded Quentin Grimes and Emmanuel Quickley. So no young Knicks will appear on this list, but maybe an older gentleman might. All right, Will.
Well, I just wanted to say that, you know, it takes, you know, anybody can hate on the likes of Ben Simmons and Bradley Beal, you know, who have just broken down. But it takes a real level of hater to look at 21, 22, 23-year-olds and be like, I don't believe in your ability to improve.
You're bad.
Your contract You're bad. Will not be good.
Your contract is going to be bad. I hate you. We're a podcast that thrives on negativity, and we aspire to hate. So in that vein, I am going to hand you the keys and it's time to let Will cook.
Well, so there's not, I don't think this is like, you know, we'll never get another 2016, unfortunately, as much great podcasting content as that brought us. I don't
2015 was pretty good too, because that was like teams were preparing for the jump. You know what I mean? Yeah.
But there's two guys who I think really stand out above the rest. And it's two players who I was formerly a fan of, you know, when they were like young and ascending, and I think still kind of slept up. But I think both of these guys have declined from their peaks, and people still sort of act like they're the same player they were 2-3 years ago. So number one on my board for worst contracts that will be signed this summer is newly acquired Indiana Pacer Pascal Siakam, which I think is a pretty obvious one.
Also, shout out House. House brought him up.
Yeah.
House brought him up. He illegally added him into that podcast.
Yeah. It was good. Right? House is the goat. Because when you get traded in right before you hit free agency, you really kind of have the team over a barrel. So I have one or two more guys like that. And Pascal is going to be 30, and I think before the playoffs, I know he's going to be 30 for this postseason if the Pacers are even in the playoffs, which is not 100% guaranteed. And his like box score stats are still fine for the most part. Like his efficiency pretty good. He's not nearly the defender he used to be. Like when they won the title and the year after, when they still won like 57, the bubble year when they were still really good, mm-hmm. he was like an elite wing defender. And he's okay now, but he's definitely slipped quite a bit defensively from where he was. And he's always relied so much on athleticism, and he's about to be 30. And this is going to be like a 4-5 year, I assume, basically max deal, because I don't think he would have agreed to the whole reason, because remember the Raptors and the Kings were like basically had a deal done, and Pascal was like, the Kings didn't want to give him a max extension, so that's why the deal fell through. So I assume there's a wink-wink that he's about to get a 5-year max upwards of like $50 million a year. And I think that could be a disaster by the end of that. Like, I respect for the Pacers for like going for it. Like, I hate when teams are just extremely risk averse and conservative all the time. But the Pacers are kind of why teams do that, because it looks like they made this like relatively all in move, and now they're kind of screwed. Like, it didn't even really make them better.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, and sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwood1, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwood1 now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwood1.
What do you make of the argument that they have not gotten better because Haliburton is playing in a diminished state?
Yeah, I mean, that's realistically probably what most of it is. So I guess we don't really know, because I don't think Tyrese Haliburton suddenly got monstarred and is like Ricky Rubio now.
I wish he did.
Like, as funny as it would be, because, you know, then he should be the first pick in this draft.
Yeah, he's going to make all NBA regardless. So
if this is who he is now, then he should be the first pick. He is a 5-year-old. But I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt that he is. Maybe it even takes until next year for him to bounce back completely. But I think that was enough of a sample size that.
His contract jumps, I think, just so people know, I think if he makes all NBA, I think it jumps to like 5-260 or something. But if it's 5-210 or something.
Yeah, it's like it'll be like in the 40s a year.
Yeah.
Or like upwards of 50 a year.
Right.
Excuse me, one second.
All good. He's got sound coming out of his walls there. I think he's on pause. But yeah, the Haliburton thing is pretty interesting, just because like that difference is monstrous. And I mean, we've had players that have had that happen to them. John Morant, most famously last year, he signed his rookie extension, obviously, which was a designated player max, which basically means if you make all NBA or you win defensive player of the year, I think those are the two things, or maybe even an all defense, your contract, like, so when you sign a rookie extension, you can be a 25% max. If you get all NBA in that fourth year, you qualify to jump to the 30% max, which is like the 5-250 or 5-260, whatever it is. So Haliburton, the difference there, and John Morant, again, he famously signed this. Then he had one of the all-time blunder seasons last year, self-inflicted wounds all over the place.
Sorry about that. I will be audio only for like a few minutes.
All good.
I don't think my face is super important to this podcast, but
never know who's watching.
It does happen once in a while, but all of these Halliburton, and that's actually, you know, because people will laugh at this. That's why the Ben Simmons contract is like even 10% worse than it was originally.
Yeah, because he qualified for that.
Because he made third team All NBA right before his extension kicked in. So, Tatum, for example, didn't get it. Tatum didn't make All NBA.
Oh, that's right.
Until the last year before, so it didn't kick in. So Ben Simmons's rookie max was bigger than Jason Tatum's, which is pretty funny. But I kind of don't know what the Pacers should do with this Pascal. Like, I understood the vision because I feel like he basically can play center offensively for them because Turner mostly just stands in the corner. I've always been a big Miles Turner hater, but when I watch Pascal, he's just not what he was. And I think as he becomes 32, 33, 34, it's just only going to decline further. And given his lack of shooting, like, he's a relatively high field player, so like, I don't think he'll be like out of the league bad or anything. I think it could get pretty ugly pretty fast for him.
So looking at Pascal, since you brought up his declining defense, he's actually like, it's, you're right though. It's basically lines up with after the bubble. So the bubble season, which was, that's his, that's in 2020.
Yeah.
He was in the 75th percentile in defense. Since then, and this is by EPM, since then he's been at 60, 54, 48, and this year at 61. These are all percentiles, by the way. Yeah, so like his offense has been pretty steady. I think he's actually at a really high, one of his best efficiency since 2019, actually.
Yeah, he's never been a super efficient guy.
Yeah, but like he's very, very interior scoring dominant. The shooting, like, I know he's shooting better in Indiana than he was in Toronto, but the volume just doesn't there.
It doesn't really matter. Yeah. Like, he's like a Josh, not even a Josh Hart level shooter. And like, if Josh Hart's shooting 30% or 40%, it on the volume he's taking, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah. Like Pascal is he's taking 2.8 threes per game and he's shooting with Indiana. And he's shooting at 37.8%. Like, nobody cares that you're talking about the difference.
Every time I watch, it's like wide open spot. They don't really guard him out there, which is
Basically, you're talking about the difference of like, is he going to go one? He's either going to go 0 for 3, 1 for 3, or 2 for 3. It just depends on the day, but it's, nobody cares about that shit. The thing too with his deal is like, Halliburton's going to make the All NBA, and then, like, to your point, first of all, it's Indiana. Okay, so they made this deal with kind of like the vision in their head of, okay, look, realistically, we're Indiana. Guys don't want to come here. Like, we're never going to land a free agent. And also, free agency is dead, right? Like, the best guys are not hitting the market in free agency anymore. It just doesn't happen. So, and I think they saw, okay, Halliburton's going off this year. We need to get somebody. Be like, we have a chance, you know, maybe in this East to maybe make a conference finals run, right? And Pascal's out there, and to their kind of credit, I guess, because I do think he is the player that really would have elevated them to a higher level, like he's done for the Knicks. Although I have a feeling he's going to make an appearance on this list, is OG Anunoby. Is like, they tried to get Anunoby. The Knicks, I guess, they outbid them. So I'm assuming, my take on that was always just that, like, Toronto put a super high priority on getting quickly, and valued that. I don't know what Indiana offered. Because to me, if Indiana offered like Mathurin and Walker, that would be pretty fucking interesting. I have no idea what they offered. The reporting was that like the Knicks effectively outbid them.
NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partner. NetCredit, credit to the people.
Hey, go-getters. Let Noom Sport Hydration Tablets power up your fun and keep you ready to move. Simply drop, dissolve, and enjoy crisp and refreshing flavors like strawberry lemonade or lemon lime. With 5 essential electrolytes and crafted with clean, non-GMO, vegan, and gluten-free ingredients, Noom should be your go-to hydration choice. Because when you're hydrated, you can do more, go further, and recover quicker. Shop now on NoomLife.com and get ready for endless fun, because anything can happen after noon.
Dogs are an important part of our lives. That means protecting them from parasites. Ask your vet about NexGard Plus, a Foxaloner, Moxidectin, and Pyrantel chewable tablets. NexGard Plus chews provide one-and-done monthly protection against fleas, ticks, heartworm disease, roundworms, and hookworms. Plus, they're delicious and easy to give. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventive. Ask about NexGard Plus chews.
Te presentamos a la familia Rubio. Ellos hacen todo en familia.
Rompecabezas, viajes a Walmart,
ejercicios, cocinamos,
todo.
Y cuando supieron que la farmacia de Walmart tiene vacunas para todas las edades, desde HPV hasta neumonía,
pues nos fuimos en familia a vacunarnos.
Y de una vez hicimos nuestras compras.
Like, obvio, Abu.
Protege a tu familia con vacunas para todos. Haz una cita hoy con los farmacéuticos expertos de Walmart Pharmacy. Bienvenido a una farmacia más simple. Bienvenido a tu Walmart. Sujetas a disponibilidad y ley estatal aplicable. Se aplican restricciones según la edad. Pregúntale a tu farmacéutico por detalle.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding right your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.